I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Hello, my little angels. Welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. If you are here today, it's because you need a little bit of a pep up. You need some bestie advice. You're not feeling 100%. You might be feeling a bit off. You might be feeling a bit sad. You might just need a little hype up. And that's what I'm going to give you right now. Because sometimes we just need to hear all the things that we can actionably do when we aren't feeling our best. And this came out of inspiration because of the way I was feeling today. And I'm just like, well, am I going to just sit and feel sorry for myself? Or what am I going to actually do to feel good? Because prolonging feeling sad, feeling disappointed, feeling a bit off, feeling not, you know, happy in yourself or whatever you're feeling, that manifests and it continues to bring more negative energy and negative space into our life because we haven't faced head on the problem that we need to. And don't get me wrong, I am the first one to put my hand up and say, let me wallow in my sadness if I need to. Not that I'm feeling sad, but sometimes we just feel like low energy. And if you're a woman, this can be at different times of your cycle. And that again is so valid, but just for anyone in general as well, there might be just little triggers that come up in our life that just throw us off. And when we're not really fully steady and fully comfortable where we are, sometimes the smallest things like burning your toast can really trigger you and just manifest into a roller coaster of bad events and energy and emotions and just like spiral us until we actually say, wait a second, I'm done with feeling like this. I want to feel good and I have the power to feel good. So I think it's no news to anyone. Like, I've given you so much advice over the past year on tips and tricks and things to do to find yourself, find things you enjoy doing. And I'm sure by now everyone truly does know what steps they need to take to do the things that make them feel good. And the first thing I'm going to say to you is fucking cut the shit. Cut the BS. You are going to put up an excuse instantly as to why you can't do something to make you feel better. And so you're just going to be your own worst enemy. So in this moment, you just need to zoom out and be like, if I was asking a friend or a friend was asking me, what should I do? I feel like this right now. You would tell them, go and do this thing. You know, it always makes you feel better. Just don't make up an excuse. It's going to be good. It's going to be good for you. So just think about that before you jump to an assumption of why or an excuse of why you can't do something. If you don't want to feel better, of course you're going to make an excuse as to why you want to prolong feeling this way, but I'm assuming you're here because you want to feel good. And the fact that you've clicked on this episode or you've come back to it to listen to it again to remind yourself, this is what I can do when I'm feeling a bit blah, then you're already taking the first actionable step. So well done. So I sort of thought we'd break this down into three sort of main categories. When we're feeling a bit off, it can be one of three things. It might be physically we don't feel our best, whether that's what we look like, whether that's what we feel like in our body, you know, we're just going to be a bit like physically off. Secondly, it's emotional. And this is like when maybe we're feeling a bit heightened, something's happened, something's triggered us. We might be disappointed in an outcome of something or in someone else's behavior, and we're just feeling the feels. And thirdly is spiritual. Now, this is when it's like, okay, I'm starting to spiral about myself on a deeper level. I'm like what am I doing on earth? What is my purpose? How can I like take charge? Like, how can I change something? Like, should I move across the country? Should I go to Europe? Like, should I start my own business? Am I making the right decision? Like, spiritual, I feel like, is re-evaluating life's purpose and our soul's purpose and wanting to like really find that intuition and come back to ourselves, find a really grounding place with ourselves. And like, when we're having a bit of an off moment spiritually, it can be a big spiral that then manifests into the other two as well. And I feel like this one doesn't happen as frequently, but every now and then it will pop up and it'll be like, holy shit, like this is like waters are rising, the ocean's getting a bit rough, and I can't see, you know, the calm after the storm. And you want to just be able to like come back down and feel like you're riding the wave, you know, you want to feel like you're just riding the wave and it's gliding, you know. So let's get into it. Let's start with the first one, physical, feeling physically off and how that might feel, and then how we can maybe do something about that. So again, this can be broken up into two parts as well. Physically, you might be feeling unwell and like you might just have been sick. You might be like, you know, going through a rough part of your cycle and like your body's just like feels like it's against you. You might be like, might not have gone to the gym in a while or gone for a walk or done like the kind of movement for your body that you know would usually make you feel good. So you're starting to feel like a bit guilty, like you haven't moved your body or done the thing that you love to do. And you might have just fallen off track with that. And so you might be feeling a bit lethargic and a bit like, I don't want to say that you're lazy, but you might be feeling lazy. And like, that's how I feel a lot of the time. So like, you just might not have had time to fit that into your schedule. And yeah, you might just be feeling like your body is tired and you're trying to rest. But I guess at the same time, you know that it's best to also prioritize that movement to increase your energy as well. So it's sort of like counterproducts each other. And I guess the first thing I say to that is, again, write out those things that you know you feel good after doing. Are you putting off moving your body because you know that, you know, there's a part of that that you don't actually feel good doing? Like, is it something that you feel like stresses your body out, or you feel uncomfortable going to the gym, or you feel like unsafe going for a walk at the time of the day that you have to go for a walk? Or, you know, is it that you need to try something new and you're just a bit too scared to? Whatever it is, find the movement that you know feels good for you and just set yourself a really small goal to achieve. Like, for example, let's start with something super, super basic. Just say that you're going to go for one walk. It doesn't have a meterage on it. It can be literally like just going for a walk around the block, down your driveway. Just get outside, breathe fresh air. You know, if you have a dog, that's just like, that's an extra part of motivation. Like, you gotta go take the dog for a walk. Even if you need to spark your inspiration and drive somewhere that you want to do a walk where it's gonna be like a beautiful scenery, just to give you a little bit more motivation and enjoy it. And another thing, actually, this has just come to mind, is I'm not sure if I've spoken about this yet on the podcast, but I'm sure many of you would have seen this if you're on TikTok or whatever, but I've been seeing this trend about doing a color walk. And it's not what you think. It's not like a color run where you get splashed in color, but it's like you go for your walk or your run or whatever you're doing. You can do it in the car, I guess, as well. And you pick a color. And for your walk, you have to try and find as many things of that color. And I guess it just gets you like paying attention to the present moment and looking around, looking out for this particular thing. I guess it's going to distract you from if you're feeling overwhelmed about something else or you're in your head about something else. It's just going to be something to take your mind off that. And yeah, I guess if you are into making a little video, like you can get all these cute clips and put it together and yeah, just a little recap of a walk or whatever. And I think it helps you find the beauty in your surroundings as well. So that's a good idea for anyone that just needs a bit of inspiration to just get out in nature and go for a walk or do some movement. Just find a little reason to motivate you. Maybe you need to buy some new runners to help you fucking pound the pavement harder, or You might need to get some cute new activewear to wear to Pilates. Whatever it is, just find that one thing that's going to spark that inspo and treat yourself to that to inspire you to move the way it feels good for you. Now, the other part to this physical feeling can be you're looking in the mirror and you're just not loving what's looking back at you. And mirror work is something that has changed my life, and I know lots of people's lives, when it comes to like talking affirmations to yourself and believing in them and looking at yourself in the mirror and saying positive things even when you aren't feeling like you want to do that. And it's just a miracle that you have eyes that can look in a mirror and see what the beautiful thing that is staring back at them, which is the vessel that you have been gifted to have on earth, that your soul is using as an experience. And you know, again, we want to treat this vessel with love and kindness because it's a blessing to have it, and you should love every part of it. You know, it does so much for you. It keeps you alive every single day automatically. So there's a lot to love about it. But at the same time, I'm not trying to be toxically positive. So I want to be real and say there's going to be days that you aren't loving what's looking back at you. And it might be, you know, your skin might not feel great, your hair might not look good, you might not be motivated to wear an outfit that, you know, makes you feel more put together. You might just be trying to wear something comfortable and casual, and then that's like making you feel again that just a bit blur because you just aren't feeling like 100%, I guess the word is, attractive. And you know, at any moment we can just change that, and it's about putting that little bit of effort into yourself. I think presenting yourself well for like yourself is important, as it is to what you would wear to work or to a job interview or to meet someone on a date. Like, you know, we put effort into ourselves for other people, but I think it's really important to put it in for yourself. And like, as someone who works from home every single day, I can tell the difference in my work ethic by the way I've got up that morning, whatever I've done leading up to starting work, but most importantly, what I'm actually looking like physically that day. If I'm just rolling out of bed in my jammies and opening my laptop and starting work, look, sometimes that's what I've got to do and I bang something out, but like, you know, I'm not going to jump on a Zoom call looking like that, am I? Or hop on my stories and give an update on Instagram. Like, I want to show up as if I've walked into the office in front of a team and I'm leading a team, like I'm leading my future team. So I get up and I dress up for the occasion, and whether that's even to go down the street and get a coffee. And I get a lot of people say to me like, oh, like you're looking very summery today, or very colorful, or very professional, like what have you got on today? I'm like, this is pretty much the most exciting thing I'm doing for the day, is coming to get my coffee, but thanks. But you know, I'm not showing up like that for them. I'm showing up for myself, because I know that especially for me, it makes me feel very empowered and like a boss bitch, really, when I do put a fucking blazer on and a banging outfit and I just feel like the part. And you know, I'm not gonna beat around the bush. Like, sometimes you just need to put a fucking fake tan on. Like, honestly, sometimes a fake tan fixes everything. Literally, it does. It really does. So you'll never regret doing a tan, is what I say to anyone who's like, oh, but I can't be bothered to tan, or like, fucking go to spray studio and get an automatic spray tan. You don't have to lift a finger. Like, it's amazing. You know, sometimes you just need that and everything looks good. And maybe you need to do something with your hair. Maybe this is your sign to change your hair. Is there something you wanted to change about it? Do you want to cut it? Do you want to dye it? Do you want to, you know, embrace more natural hair, or get a nice treatment done? Go and get a blow wave. Just do something that's going to make you feel like fucking hot. You know what I mean? Like, your hair holds a lot of energy as well. And if it is that moment of like, maybe I need to cut it all off and let it breathe and let it regrow more healthy, then maybe you need to do that. Like, I don't know what it is that might be holding you back, but it might be your hair. You never know. And then of course, like, just the things you are wearing holds energy too. The color that you wear, you know, I love to wear color and I think that helps me feel more myself, but you know, it's about finding your style. And like, you can have multiple styles. Trust me, every day I look very differently. Finding your style and finding clothes that feel good for you to wear, not worrying about what the size of the clothes are, because it's about how you feel in them and how you look, like, comfortable and confident. You know, it's about feeling comfortable. You're going to feel more confident, and you're going to, yeah, ultimately feel $100, $1 million. You know, it's important to put that effort into how you show up physically, 100%. And like, I know a lot of people say, but it's not about how you look, and it's definitely not. It starts a lot deeper than that, but small things, you know, small steps can make a big impact. And I'm just saying, those things can hold energy more than you think. Just saying. Okay, secondly is our emotions, our feeling a bit emotional. Again, this can happen for many reasons. We might have something personal going on in our life that is holding us, you know, holding a deep emotion. We might be grieving something. We might be, you know, having a bit of, we might, like, you know, you never know what's going on in someone's personal life and what's going on in someone's head. So we all experience emotions from time to time, and, you know, where they weigh us down and we feel like we cry uncontrollably, or we bottle it up and we can't cry because we've got too much going on, kind of thing. Or, you know, something might come up that triggers you. And I think a big thing as well is, if you're someone who likes to be in control, you might get triggered by the behavior and actions of others that then affect you in a way of like, well, they said they were going to do this and they didn't, and now I'm disappointed in them. And I think we also rely a lot on other people for our own happiness, which is a common human thing to do, but we really shouldn't, because, like I said, people can disappoint us, and I'm sure we disappoint other people with our behavior too sometimes. Nobody is perfect, but at the same time, no one really owes you that. You know what I mean? Like, we have these expectations of people to fulfill us, but it's like, why are you putting that onto them? They've got their own shit going on. Like, they don't need that added pressure to be looking after your happiness. That's for you to take care of. And your perception of whatever they've done is your decision and reaction to whether that makes you feel happy or sad. You know, you literally get to make that decision. So I think it's about taking action and taking control over your response to something, and to a stressor or to a behavior or to a trigger, and realizing that you get to decide whether it's actually a positive or negative thing. And whilst it might feel like it's a negative, well, it might be a reason to be like, well, I'm not going to trust that person again because they disappointed me or they let me down. They've broken my trust, and I'm not going to give them another chance unless they really prove that they, you know, are sorry or whatever it is. And I think at the same time, in reverse to that, nothing is really ever that deep. And like I said, we put a lot of pressure on other people when we don't really know what could be going on in someone's life. And I think a lot of the time we take the heart, like, we take this road of being like, well, you know, they did this and I think that was rude and I think they should have blah, 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 blah. Like, we take it so personally, and like, it's our world and they're just living in it, which it is, but like, their world and we're just living in theirs as well. And, you know, a lot of the time people catch me out as well sometimes, and they're like, well, you know, you have to think about this, this, and this. And sometimes we do have our blinkers on because we are very main character and we think everything is about us. My brother reminds me that I'm like that a lot, and I am, and I don't mean to be, but I can get triggered by people's behavior when at the end of the day, it's like, Alyssa, you're not perfect. And I guess there's a lot of silent moments where we've probably done something to disappoint other people as well. Hence why, again, we should be responsible for our own happiness. And what can we do when we're feeling like this? If we're feeling triggered by someone, we can obviously have a conversation with them about it, but I think it's about coming out from a different point of view and just saying, hey, like, check in with that person. If they've done something that you think is a bit out of character for them, you definitely shouldn't start off with attacking them. Like, it's a matter of going to them softly and being like, hey, how are you? Like, is everything okay? Just feel like you're not yourself at the moment. Like, is there anything that I can do? Is there anything you need to talk about? You know, sometimes putting yourself in the other person's position first and being like, well, why would they have done that? You know what I mean? I'm sure there's something there's a reason for it, you know, and allow that person to communicate that or give them the space to be like, hey, you're right, like that was out of character for me, and you know, I've got something going on, I probably can't really talk about it, but just don't take it personally, you know, and that's up to you to then move forward. But also just realize that, yeah, nothing is probably really ever that personal, and if it is, then there's a reason for it, and then you probably know why. So, but a matter also is like allowing yourself to process something before you actually go to someone and have this conversation. Like, think about it from their point of view. Think about it from your point of view. Like, is it really that dramatic? Do I really need to make a big deal out of it? Like, they're probably so oblivious to the fact, you know what I mean? So having a moment of just like processing and moving on and not like giving it too much attention. What's that saying? Like, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't let it matter for longer than 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, move on. Like, bigger fish to fry, you know? That's what I always say. Now, when it comes to feeling a bit mentally overwhelmed, you might be stressed with work. You might feel like you've got a lot on your plate, a big social life, whatever it is. You might feel like you've got the pressure on you and you probably don't have many boundaries in place. So the emotions are either bottling up or they're about to compound and you're just like, well, I'm going to hit breaking point. I'm going to have a huge mentee B. I'm going to have a breakdown. And yeah, like no one wants to get to that point either. So ways to, I guess, move through that is A, communicate to whomever it is that you need to, that you're feeling this way, whether it's telling your boss that you've got too much on your plate and you're feeling the pressure, like can there be some taken off, like what's the, or figuring out what's the priority, what you really need to do, you know, is it your own workload and do you need to communicate to your clients like that there's just going to be a delay in the project or delay in getting orders out, like what is it that you need to do to help yourself instead of just trying to like run on the hamster wheel faster. And then of course, like just asking for help from the people around you. Like, I'm sure there are people around you who want to support you and don't want to see you break down and get overwhelmed and stressed out. So reach those people that you know are your support and just ask them for help, because I think for too long I definitely kept too much to myself because I wanted to be a fucking hero and I wanted to look like I had it all together. And quite frankly, you're not going to always have it together. And there's going to be times where it all gets too much and every area of your life accumulates into just one big breakdown. And that's when it's too late, you know? So reach out to those people, tell people when you're feeling a bit stressed, if you need to vent about something, if you need to ask for advice, like, should I be quitting my job? Or should I be really getting caught up in this relationship when I've got all this stuff going on? Or should I, like, you know, that friend is being a bitch, like, should I step away from them or should I say something? Like, what, like, ask people for help, you know, it is, don't think you're a hero, don't be, like, up on your high horse, like, it's such a normal thing to need help and that's why we're surrounded by people to help us. And I'm always here for anyone as well that feels overwhelmed or feels like they just need a piece of advice or someone to talk to. Like, please, my DMs are always open. Please message me if you need to. Like, I know that I talk about a lot of things and that might bring something up for you. And if that's ever the case, like, please feel like you can reach out and talk to me. And finally is our spiritual emotions. And that's when, like I said at the start of the episode, you might be feeling a bit overwhelmed with your life's path and your purpose and what's next for you. And for me recently, like, I've been quite steady and content with what's going on in my life, but I know that change is on the horizon. I know that something new is going to come in and I'm ready for the challenge. I'm ready to step outside my comfort zone and dive into the unknown of something. But I'm also just feeling like scared for that because that's normal. But I'm grateful that I've gotten to a point in my life where I feel really accepting of like small burn, slow burn, small steps, slow burn, you know, like I'm okay with like achieving something and just enjoying that for a while, you know, whereas the last couple of years, it's been very much like tick, 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 tick. Like I've had so many goals that I wanted to achieve by certain ages and, you know, whatever it is. And it's just like exhausting. And when you sort of get on the momentum of that, it's hard to stop. But somehow this year, I have managed to become more present and enjoy the fact that I don't have to be chasing the next achievement, and that every day is an achievement. Showing up every day is a huge achievement in itself, and that is 1% progression every single day. So you're always moving forward, you know, and you don't need a big certificate to say so. So I think for me, it's been nice to just enjoy the process of evolving and letting things work out in the time that they're meant to, and not rushing things and not putting extra pressure on myself or on other things to work out. Just if something's meant to be, it'll be, you know, whether it's yes, it's going to happen, maybe not right now, or something better, you know what I mean? So I think that's a great way to look at life. And when you're feeling a bit like, what's next? Like, what should I be doing? Or you're getting excited for something new, like, enjoy the becoming of where you are right now. And I say this, I did an episode about this, like enjoying the becoming, because sooner than you know, it's going to be your new reality. And the thing that you've been waiting for will come in, and you won't remember what it feels like to be here. And here is a beautiful place, you know, and you're exactly where you're meant to be. Trust the timing of your life and the way things are working out. And if you're wanting to get more in touch with yourself to be able to connect and connect to your higher self and know that that's going to come through, and know that you're making the right decisions in your life, because I know people who aren't really in touch with their intuition don't like are going to continuously feel unsure, and they feel like they're going to have to reach out to others to seek validation and advice. And it's like, you really should know your true north. You really should know when you're making the right decision, or knowing the difference between something feeling scary and unfamiliar and also knowing when something's not right for you. So I guess this actionable step to find your intuition is more so a matter of having solitude and having space to really connect with yourself. And you've got to, like, whether that is if you live in a house full of people, your family, housemates, friends, whatever it is, you need to take times out. And whether that's going out of the house to do something, or telling everyone, hey, like, I just need some space, I'm just going to be in my room, or I'm just going to be doing this for a while, like, if no one can disturb me, I just really need to like have some thinking time, or I'm going to do some journaling, or I just need some time on my own. Like, communicate that to everyone so that you really do get that space of like to yourself, or whether you need to go out for a walk or go somewhere where you can really just sit and be one with yourself. For me, like, I literally just booked the sauna before, because I'm like, I know I need this. Like, I haven't gone to the sauna in months, and I'm often just like waiting for someone to be like, hey, should we go to the sauna? And you know, there's been times I just book a private session and go by myself, and I always feel fucking amazing when I do that, because you shouldn't have to rely on someone else to go and do the thing that you need to do. And I love the sauna, for me is like a real moment of solitude, because you're locking yourself in a hot box with your own thoughts. Like, you can't do anything else but sit there and think, pretty much, and sweat. And so I find it really beneficial to sit there really, really peacefully. And obviously, if you know Coho sauna, it's like on the water, it's beautiful. So yeah, I'm excited to do that this afternoon and just feel like I can connect to myself again, and walk away feeling like I've done something for myself and setting up myself for a really nice week ahead, and knowing that it's gonna feel like a bit more clear in my mind because I've taken that time out. Whether when I was like making the decision, I was like, do I sit here and just keep watching Netflix all afternoon until I cook my dinner? Like, what else are you going to do, girl? Get up and do something for yourself that you know is an investment in your health and mindset. And so I'm proud of myself already for doing that. and I'm excited to go. So for me, it's like finding those little pockets of solitude, and I spend every day by myself, but doesn't mean I'm always in my like moment of solitude to really sit and be present and like have this time to work on myself, you know, like just because you're on your own all the time doesn't mean you're actually doing that. I still work and I still live and I still get distracted and I'm on my phone and I do all these other things. Like I'm not always just in my thoughts thinking about, okay, how have I been feeling lately? And like, what do I need to journal about? And what kind of goals do I want to set for myself for the rest of the year and for next year? And like, these have all been little thoughts popping up here and there. And also like sometimes I need that time to myself again to be like, I actually really am okay when I spend time by myself and I love my own company and I, you know, love the life I have and that I've created and with those around me, but I can be okay and comfortable doing things on my own, and that's when I feel also my best. And it's just that reminder to like have that time with yourself to like fall back in love with yourself, because yeah, you are the epitome of your own happiness and your compass to life. So it's important that you know yourself better than anyone else. And that takes time to learn that and to spend that uncomfortable time with yourself within your thoughts and journal out the things that you need to and have those conversations with yourself that you need to. Go somewhere where you're just going to find peace and feel grounded. And I also think like that present moment feeling, and this is something we talked about at our Women's Circle night, and it's when you need to maybe you're feeling a bit overwhelmed and really in your head and you can't get out of it. Like whatever's come up has just like taken you on a spiral. Go somewhere where you have to just like sit and just do these five things. It's like you just have to sit there. You have to think about something that you can see, something that you can hear, something that you can feel, something that you can smell, and something that you can taste, I guess, but you might not always really be able to taste something in that moment. But thinking about your senses and coming to that present moment of that. And that's something I like to do when I go out to the bluff, look out, and I'm just like, wow, like I've come out here because I feel really stressed or overwhelmed and I just like need to get out of my head. And I'm sometimes just staring at the ocean and I'm not even really aware that I'm staring at it. Like, I'm not seeing it, if you know what I mean. And so sometimes I have to come back to myself and be like, okay, what can you see right now, Alyssa? And I'm just like, oh, I can actually see a whale out there or this dog running along the beach. I can hear the waves crashing and the birds chirping, and I can feel, you know, the wind, and I can smell the sea air. And it's just like all those beautiful moments that we can actually capture in our senses. And you don't have to be at the beach to do that. Like you can be literally anywhere, but just it's about paying attention. And I think lots of this episode and lots of things we can do is just coming to that present moment. All we have is the present moment, really. Like we spend so much time worrying about something that's about to happen or something that's already happened and overthinking it, when it's like that doesn't exist. All that exists is right now, and that's how we can just be more comfortable in enjoying the moment that we're in, feeling the feels that we're in it in this exact moment, but also making that rational decision of, am I going to sit here and continue to feel like this? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? And what can I do to genuinely feel better? Do I need to sit here and meditate? Do I need to take myself on a walk? Do I need to give myself a little glow up, do a skincare routine, go wash my hair, make a really yummy meal, go and get something really unhealthy to eat? Do I need to just like go on a little drive somewhere? Whatever it is, do I need to call a friend? Do I need to call a family member? Like who's gonna actually help this situation right now? Is someone else gonna help, or do I just need to help myself? You know, do the thing that your future self is gonna thank you for.